Father, thank you in the name of Jesus that we gather here with joy and thanksgiving. And Lord, we just ask for your abundant grace, Lord Jesus, to just thrill us and encourage us, God. And again, strengthen us, Lord, this morning, and quicken us today, Lord God. And help us to have that passion, Lord Jesus, and renew it in us this morning, Lord God. And help us to thirst and to pant after you, Lord God. And God, give us that desire, Lord Jesus, to run and to run well, to come boldly, to not hesitate, in full assurance of faith, believing you this morning, that my God loves me. He's for me, hallelujah, and he wants the best for me, and he's given it, he's provided it, hallelujah. Now the power of your might today, Lord God, let it rain, let the anointing, God, just go forth, Lord Jesus. May it be abundant upon your people. Lord, stir it up in us this morning. Help us to be a people of praise and rejoicing. Thankful, God, in all things, Lord Jesus. Enduring hardness, Lord, with a song on our hearts, Lord God, that Jesus is coming. And we thank you again for that assurance. Let us rejoice in it. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going to Philippians. And I thank the Lord how I'm just continuing on running where sweet brother Ty was in today. It was so wonderful how the Spirit is just reigning, and glory to God, how again the unity and the beauty of it. But we're going to be in this second chapter of Philippians, and Paul here, where we jump in, is, you know, being encouraged of the Lord. You know, he's going to depart. He's getting ready to go, and encouraged in the Lord and thankful for the fellowship and coveting and panting for that fellowship in the deep things of God, the brethren of like precious faith. But I'll tell you what was on Brother Paul's heart, these Philippians, these racehorses. That's what Philippians means. See, they're racehorses, running to win, fully purposed, praise God, Philadelphia love, all of these things just pouring forth in these precious saints. But Paul loved them. See, he loved them and was encouraged of the Lord. And he is encouraged of the Lord to appoint someone to them. And not just anyone, but someone, praise God, that's full and filled with all the fullness of God, the power of the love of Jesus to not withhold a thing. And we'll start here today in the 19th verse. Paul says, "But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send you." That's a good way to start, isn't it? Trusting in the Lord Jesus. Don't put your confidence in anything else. "But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus." Oh, and what a sweet name that is. What a sweet, sweet name that is. I'll tell you what, we'll get to that in a minute, but I have to just tell you, it means honoring God. I trust in the Lord Jesus to send you, honoring God. "Shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state." Praise the Lord. "For I have no man like-minded, who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel." I mentioned this on Friday night. The Lord just captivated my heart and thoughts this last week with that word there, like-minded. Like-minded. Very special word here. Like-minded means an equal soul. An equal soul. Timothy was the only brother at that time that Paul was encouraged in the Lord Jesus to send that had an equal soul to Paul. And you think how man would choose a successor. Does he have a good personality? Do the people like him? How about like when they said, "Let's get the tallest guy like Saul to lead us"? Do we agree on politics? What's his age? Did we come out of the same school together? Huh? How about his background? What did he do in his prior days? No, none of that mattered. Like-minded. Like-minded. An equal soul. Now, we know at this time, brothers and sisters, that Brother Paul was not the only Christian preacher preaching the Word of God. But as it's encouraging us here, you know what? Paul preached that Word mightily. Paul preached that Word for many years. Paul went on many missionary journeys, giving out the whole counsel of God. But many, 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 and most all at this time had swerved from the strong meat preaching. We're in the same day, brothers and sisters. Men will not endure sound doctrine. Know these things. Don't take it lightly. These are warnings to us. These are encouragements to us. We are not ignorant of the devil's devices. The watering down of the truth is rampant. The little leaven has come in to leaven the whole lump. Men have been satisfied to stay at the good will of God. Not even going on to the acceptable will of God. Not even having any recognition or vision of the perfect will of God. God help us to desire that, amen? God help us to pant after that, praise be to God. And brothers and sisters, we're in the time where men are heaping to themselves preachers. Heaps of them. Because they have itching ears for anything but the truth. But the truth. Oh, yes. I was thinking of some of the ones at this time with Brother Paul that he had mentioned and we had studied, praise God. Thinking of Demas. Demas was a mighty man of God. Preached fervently in spirit. But it said, Demas has left and went after ministering the things of the world. He went after the crowds. He went after the sensational things. Well, this church has kid programs. Huh? This church has outreach. This church has rampant Bible studies in every single household. How do all those people know how to teach the Word of God? That's something, isn't it? The good, the acceptable, or the perfect will of God. What do you want? Huh? Amen. God, help us to be fully purposed in it. And I want it because He wants it. I don't want it for me to be exalted. I want Him to be exalted. I want Him to be magnified. I want to follow Him as Brother Paul followed Him. And grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, I'll tell you what, many others were in the ministry also. Some sweet brethren, yoke fellows, fellow laborers. But brothers and sisters, when we see the Word only in the Word of God, only Timothy, only honoring God, possessed the same soul as Paul. He wanted to honor God. He wanted to be to the praise of the glory of His grace. He possessed the same precious soul as Paul. He didn't just preach truth. He didn't just preach love. But he preached the fully purposed message of truth in love. Not bits and pieces. He preached the whole counsel of God. So what does this equal soul of Paul mean? Well, how long we got, huh? Just a couple things today. But I'll tell you first, I love how it says here, I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. See, an equal soul of Paul longs for growth. Longs for it. Expedient in it, passionate in that growth, longing to see and to be used to edify that growth. Amen? Oh, yes. Doesn't it have that ye love one another all over this? That ye love one another. That ye care for one another. Oh, yes, there's needs, brothers and sisters, absolutely. Whether it might be monetarily, clothing, food, and different things. And God help us to be mindful of those things. It's a wonderful thing. But don't miss the best part. Me, you only have a little while. You got me but a vapor. Wake up. It's high time to awaken to these things. And I thank the Lord so sweetly, brothers and sisters. Knowledge by itself. Get this. Knowledge by itself is cold. Knowledge by itself is condemning. Knowledge by itself, brothers and sisters, is judgmental. And knowledge by itself is harsh. But knowledge in love, it edifies. Knowledge in love builds up. That's what the word of his grace does. Brothers and sisters, I will say this by the grace of God. It is not what you know, but what you know in love. That's it. Go read again and pray over the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Without love, it profits nothing. 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 Get your qualities of what you think that the brethren should have and throw them in the waste can. Listen to this. He used one word. He said, like-minded, of the same soul, equal to care for your state. What do you care about today, huh? Do you care about the state of one another in this place? What do you think brotherly love is? You think it's a handshake? Is it a brief hug and a kiss? I love you. Or is it praying for one another? And earnestly desiring to stand for the truth? And ye that are spiritual to restore such a one. Huh? I want to win him. I want to preach the message to win him. Close doesn't count. There is a mark for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There is a passion. There is an absolute insatiable desire. As Brother David, in what he saw, I pant after you. I am delirious for that fellowship. There's nothing else that satisfies me. I've tried it all. But praise God, in your faithfulness, you bring me back. You bring me back. You bring me back. God, help me not to stay in the guilt of missing time. Help me not to stay in the remorse of wasting time. I've got now to praise God and all that is within me. Just like those little ones sang today. Huh? All right, now. Now, I'll tell you what, we're getting fully purposed love. But here's what fully purposed love does. Here is what an equal soul of Paul brings about. Turn over to Galatians chapter 1. Here's what it stands for, and here's what it preaches. In the 6th verse of the 1st chapter of Galatians, Brother Paul, coming back to this precious company of saints, he loves them. He had preached the whole counsel of God to them. They had received these deep things of God. They had rejoiced in them. They had loved them. They had triumphed in them. But listen to what he says. I marvel. He's stunned. He's stunned that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Unto another gospel. Huh? And as you read on in Galatians, they still had bits and pieces of truth they were preaching and rejoicing in. But bits and pieces of truth is another gospel from Paul's gospel. See, you'll ask church, well, we preach Paul's gospel too. Do you preach Paul's gospel? Do you preach the whole counsel of God? Huh? That's Paul's gospel. Listen to this. You've been removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. It's not another gospel. There's but one. There's but one. Huh? Oh, yes. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert or corrupt the gospel of Christ. See, when you don't preach Paul's gospel, you're corrupting it. Do you get that? Oh, I do rejoice, however, Christ is preached. But once you move from Christ is preached and preach error within what Christ is preached, you started corrupting the gospel of Christ. Call it what it is. This isn't just a lollygag thing for the mark for the prize. It's fully purposed. It's in love. But you stand. And you stand firm in the love of God. And you're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And you don't just pat everything on the head. You don't. Do you love people or not? Do you love the Lord or not? Do you love him enough to stand and to say, this is what I've been given. This is who I am in Christ. I want a fellowship in this equal yoked doctrine. There's an equal yoked doctrine. You have that. Don't compromise that. You'll be sorry. You'll come up against things that, you know what, you think you love the Lord so much. And I'm going to tell you something. The flesh is weak. You'll cut deals. You'll compromise. You'll take shortcuts. You'll try to say, well, we'll just go ahead and do this because this is how we get along. And you miss the best. You'll miss it. And it is worth it. And he's faithful to perform it. And even if you sit here today and you have compromised your life to every end that you could compromise it, you've got but God and you've got but now. And he is so able to right the ship. He is so able to take you right to that mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus today. Today. Don't wait to get right. You never will. Don't. Just trust him. He's already made it right. And Lord, I'm aboard. That's longing for souls. Jesus gives this to us. This isn't just for a pastor. No, it's not. This is the equal soul of Paul. This is following Paul as he followed Christ. This isn't something you can lay off on the other guy and I'll just get around it. That's what the sons of the prophets did when Elisha was going down there to get the double portion. I'm sorry, folks, I don't want to see it afar off. I want to play. I want to get in the game. I want to fight. I want to run. It's rough. You get thrashed. You get beaten. You get hammered, as we were rejoicing on Friday night. But the hammerings are the intricate decorations of the adorning of the wife. Yeah. Oh, where I could go with that. I don't know if you have the grace for it today. But I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters. This is the gospel, Paul's gospel. As he goes on to say, which is not another gospel, these other things. But there be some that trouble and would pervert the gospel of Christ. He goes on to say, but though we or an angel from heaven... See, he even includes himself. He's not counting himself faithful. He's counting God faithful for this ministry. He wasn't confident in his vessel. He was confident in the power of the word of his grace. Do you get that? That's why when we follow Paul as he followed Christ, we're not following the vessel, Paul. We're following the message, praise God, that was given to Paul. That's why I can have that too. I can't be his vessel. He can't be me. I can't be you, and you can't be me. But praise be to God, we are one in the only thing that counts, and that's in Christ Jesus. And this is what it is. So he says this so sweetly, so humbly, so powerfully. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, though me, Paul, I get so enlightened, I find another truth. Because I'm Paul. I've stumbled onto something that no one else has seen. Red flag. The truth has been preached. Know this. There is more light upon light all the time. Don't grow complacent in what you know, or it will pass you by. Absolutely. Joshua got to walk all through the land. Take that. Chew on it. It's incredible. That's where we're at. And if ones have gone before us, praise be to God, we got more land to walk through. Huh? Yes, I'm being still and knowing that he is God, but I want to walk all the way through the land. And you know what? Maybe we walked all through it and he wants to take us back through that same valley again, huh? I got something else to show you down here. Oh, no, Lord, please. Huh? Oh, yes. It's not a retread. Let me tell you something, it's just more glory. It's more awesome glory. Praise the Lord. Now, sweet brethren, let me tell you something. This gospel of equal soul is the gospel that doesn't withhold a thing. It's the gospel that preaches the whole counsel of God. It's the gospel, praise the Lord, that preaches with power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. It's not ashamed of the power of God. It's not ashamed of the presentation and the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. It's a privilege to lift your hands and to praise him. It's a privilege to lift your voice, to cry out to God. Don't be ashamed of that. Sure, people think it's strange. They haven't been taught in these things. We are in the age of the great sleep in the church and the great hate in the world. They mock. I flipped through a show last night, man, just mocking God. I don't want a president that has any faith. I don't want to hear my president talk about his faith. That's where we're at. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you see these things come to pass, look up. Don't get mad. It didn't say get angry. Write letters. Join a cause. Huh? Oh, I just got to homeschool my kids. Now, if the Lord calls you to do that, that's fine. But don't you move in fear. Did you not see him take Joseph and he took him right out of his little nest that he was in? All of that love in the Lord and encouragement from that sweet daddy. And he stuck him right in the heart of Babylon. And he said, watch me bring up a man of God. Watch me. There's nothing hard for me. Huh? Amen. Don't go looking at other families and say, what are they doing? Pray for them. Pray for you. Pray that the will of God go forth. Okay, now, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. This equal soul, it preaches, praise God, that demonstration and power of the Holy Ghost. It preaches gladly and boldly the mystery of Christ in the church. Amen. It preaches and teaches and stands fast in that the saved Gentiles, do you know that's you and me? Isn't that wonderful? The saved Gentiles shall now be joint heirs, fellow heirs, as husband and wife with Jesus Christ. Huh? That's what an equal soul of Paul is. It preaches the fullness of the doctrine. It preaches we press for the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. An equal soul of Paul takes all the grace. All the grace for all things to grow up into him, to grow up unto him. You look into that precious word and it means changed into another. Huh? I'm being changed into another. Another glory today. And if by grace I'm here tomorrow, I'll change into another glory tomorrow. That's how it gets better. Oh, hallelujah! Into his very image. This is the gospel that preaches, grow up. Be a full, mature son of God unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Man, there isn't anything lacking in that, is there? It's totally like him. And that provision and that power and that purpose and everything is all there. Oh my goodness. Praise be to God. What gospel to fully grow. That's what equal soul preaching is about. And brothers and sisters, as it says here, it's rare. It's rare. Think about how many Paul ministered to at that time. Thousands and thousands of people heard this message and heard it again and again, just like these Galatians did. But Timothy was the only one. And brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, it hasn't changed. Be thankful. Be thankful. Don't take this for granted. Be thankful. There should be more thanks and thanksgiving and gratitude in your heart every single morning you get up. There shouldn't be more moaning because of how you feel. There should be more thankfulness to God. Lord, I know this. I'm rejoicing in this. This love is working in my life, Lord God. I am running to attain you. My goodness. What do you think it means? Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. This is another type of it here. This is the gold, silver, and precious stone. It's rare. The wood, hay, and stubble is everywhere. The wood, hay, and stubble is everywhere. My rejoicing is in the gold, silver, and precious stone. That's our rejoicing, brothers and sisters. And that's why this message today is so vitally important. The Father, isn't this wonderful? He's seeking, he's searching. He's searching for that goodly pearl. He is searching for that pearl of great price, that wife for his son. But even though, I'm going to tell you this, and God help us all to listen to this, even though some hear the rarest of this preaching, still most that hear it are just like those that Paul preached to. They are not fully purposed in it. I battle that. I battle that. What do you battle? You think you just got it? You got a war in that. I call out to him daily, Lord, let me battle more. Lord, let that burning burn. Let that furnace of desire burn. I'm not fearful it'll go out. But Lord, I need to want you more. I need to be fully purposed in this. Lord God, it's Christ in me that's going to attain it. We'll wrap this up. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and might. How sweetly simple. How precious. Isn't it wonderful? And King David did. Oh, I love to rejoice in that, brother. And that's why he was the greatest king, because he was the man after God's own heart. That's it. That's why. Because he was the man after God's own heart. He was the man with an equal soul for his day as Timothy was to Paul. It's the truth. Again, at that time, just as David, you know, many loved God, many sought God, Many reverenced God, but he was the man that had the heart after God's own heart. Brothers and sisters, the soul contains all the intent of a heart. And it does. It does. And David wanted it all. David, at times, his life and the things that he did didn't seem to testify of it. It seemed that he would be a big failure flop. It seemed like we were just going to have to send him away because he's an embarrassment to us all, so let's go hide him. And God said, now, son, is the time for me to show myself off in you. I haven't even begun to use you yet, son. Oh, he's so wonderful. Oh, he's so wonderful. That's the longing for the state of the people of God. Do you get that? Gosh, help us not to be ones that are just perched, ready to just nail somebody. Waiting to embarrass somebody, waiting to show, oh, well, I know more than you, or I'm better than you. Oh, God, help us. That's not going to edify anybody. That so misses the mark. That's the dirty Pharisee. I want the same soul. I want that equal soul of Brother Paul. There's nothing else to be fully purposed. That mark, praise God, for the prize of that run. The mark for the prize of that fight. The mark for the prize of that faith. And if any of us have any inkling of journeying into God's best, it's going to be capturing that. It's going to be winning the race with that heart. Follow Paul as he followed Christ. An equal soul. And if so, praise be to God. There's only one result for us. Not unto me only, but a crown. Oh, to all them also that love his appearing, a crown of the exalted rank. The exalted rank. Here is my lovely. Someday he's going to take that exalted rank and he's going to make known to all. I love her. I love her. This is my glory. This is my crown in rejoicing. This is why we're going to be crowned together. This is why we're going to enter into that throne together. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you again. How you just allow the Holy Ghost to minister to us. And Lord, we thank you for this ravishing of love today. Lord, there might be some new here this morning that are hearing this the first time. But Lord, we know that you're able. Don't let them think this is something strange. Lord, this is the word of your grace. This is the calling of the deep and the great love wherewith we are loved. Lord, this is you just calling out, I want you for all things. I want to grow everything up in you. Lord, we thank you for the power of your might today. We thank you for the Holy Ghost that can and will accomplish all these things. Lord, he is your power. Praise be to God, he's been given fully to us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, that at that time he'd been with them, but he shall be in you. Lord, help us to just grow in that love, power of your grace, knowing that you're for us, knowing that you love us, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.